It's my job as a biographer to present the life as I see it based to my best understanding on the primary and the secondary sources that I've read and read as carefully as possible. And so I was candid about her shortcomings, one that almost all commentators acknowledge. I was no exception, was her violent hatred of Judaism, though she was born into a Jewish family. But I don't attempt to explain it the way that other critics or commentators have, by analyzing her, by putting her on the couch, diagnosing it as a case of Jewish self-hatred. That wasn't for me to do. But I make mention of it, as I do of so many other warts in her life, in her being. And I have no doubt that this is precisely what Simone Weil would want, this brutal, unflinching candor on the part of her biographers.